Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
The NFL world got big news yesterday when the Chargers and Philip Rivers agreed to part ways after 16 seasons. That means one of Tom Brady's rumored landing spots is now wide open at the quarterback position. And Brady certainly noticed after the news broke. Brady went on social media and liked an Instagram post sharing the news. NFL Network is reporting that owner Robert Kraft believes Brady should hit free agency and test the market. Greg Jennings, you think the Patriots still want TB12?
Yes, I do. And primarily it's Robert Kraft, more than anybody, wants to keep and continue to build and have that relationship with what he considers to be a son type of an individual in Tom Brady. When you look at the New England Patriots, a couple things jump out. They are a team that understands how to sustain success. How have they been able to sustain that success? With Tom Brady at quarterback. They've also been able to get out in free agency and plug and play. What is the one position that they haven't been able to plug in and insert or have needed to? The quarterback position. Why? Oh, yeah, because of Tom Brady. He's always been there. And so when you look at Robert Kraft making these statements of, you know, I think Tom Brady should test the free agency market. Yes, he's going to say that. As a relationship builder, as a father type figure, of having him in home or in the same business for 20 plus years, I'm going to say the same thing. Why? Because if my son came up to me and said, "Daddy, I don't want to run the same. I don't want to run the business anymore," I'm not going to force him to stay. I would love for him to, which is what Robert Kraft does. He wants Tom Brady. He would love for him to stay in-house, but he understands how the business works. If someone else offers you and you decide to walk out, go for it. Go get it and have as much success as you possibly can. Would he like nothing more than for him to dress and suit up in that New England Patriot helmet and uniform next year? Of course. But this is the way the game is played. They understand free agency and how it works. A guy gets offered or a guy wants to test the market, he's going to test the market. He can't stop that. However, if the market doesn't meet what Tom Brady wants, then look, we're right here. And now we don't even have to pay you what you thought you were going to potentially get. So I think it's a win for both parties, more so the New England Patriots, because they understand how to sustain success, and Tom Brady wants to win. And he knows he could win with this team.
Greg, I totally disagree with you. I think the Patriots have zero interest in Tom Brady from this standpoint. Why in the world, Tom Brady told the world, "I want to play until I'm 45 years old." They gave him a bogus contract, right, with a little bump in pay in the last 2 years, right, that were not guaranteed, that even allows him to become a free agent. They could have just said, "You're not going anywhere. You will never wear any other uniform other than this," and just pay him the money. Pay him the back pay of all the money that they siphoned from him when he took less than market value. You should. When Michael Jordan was underpaid his entire career with the Bulls, you know what they did his last 2 years? They gave him over $30 million his last 2 years as a makeup for not paying him what he should have been paid, okay? They could have done the same exact thing with Tom Brady. This whole notion, hold on, Greg, go ahead and shop around and go have dinner with other people and then come back. I remember in Detroit when Allen Houston was a free agent. The Pistons told him, "Yeah, go get on that private jet with the Knicks and Patrick Ewing, and then you'll come back and then we'll see what's up." You know what? He never came back. When you invite somebody to go dance with somebody else or go have dinner with somebody, they're not coming back. Tom Brady feels it like this, Greg.
Well, then they're loyal if that's...
He's been disrespected. They never paid him his market value. And now, when I told you I want to play till 45, you didn't even give me a contract that gave me enough years to get to 45. And even if, Greg, if they had Jimmy Garoppolo, then I'm with you. They don't even have a replacement there for him. So why not pay Tom Brady, pay him for the past years that he did not get paid and keep him in that uniform for three more years.
Park, stop it.
What?
Stop it. This is ludicrous.
No, it's not.
The Patriots don't want Tom Brady.
Let me dismantle.
They don't.
Let me dismantle what you just said. I, as you know, am a big Tom Brady fan. However, if he wants to play to 45, I'm not giving him a contract until he's 45. It's a year-by-year
basis.
Because we've never seen a 42, 43, 44, 45-year-old quarterback be effective in the NFL.
This guy, look at what he's done for the organization over 20 years. Owe him something
Hold on, hold on.
Paid him what he deserved.
That's the second thing. You brought up Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was making far less, relatively speaking, than Tom Brady was. Michael Jordan wasn't even the highest paid player on the Bulls for most of his career.
David Stern made more money than Michael Jordan.
And when they gave him the $30 million and the $33 million his last 2 years, there was no cap. So you could have given him $100 million if they wanted to. There's a cap in football. So those things have nothing to do with whether or not they want Brady. Also, Ian Rappaport's report that, you know, Robert Kraft wants Brady to test the market. I watched Ian on that. He was really explaining the concept before last season. He was addressing how last season, why they gave him that deal. He wasn't saying now. Last week, Robert Kraft said, I want Tom Brady to explore the free agent market. So that's not a new thing.
But Chris, if Robert Kraft, who owns the team, wants Tom Brady, he could have Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
He could have Tom Brady.
But you still have to be smart because there's a cap.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm not trying to give him just a ton of money and then the team falls off. I'm still trying to win.
That's the key right there. You cannot pay Tom Brady all this money. You talk about Michael Jordan. There's 12 guys on the roster. You got 53 guys on this roster, 45 on the active. You got to make sure you allocate for that. And if you give a 42-year-old
man... You ain't winning again without Tom Brady.
They had
what
the best record in the NFL for
you're not winning. I'm saying without Tom Brady, if you want to move
Rob,
on.
Here's another part you're missing. Okay, listen, Robert Kraft, who you say they don't want Brady, did you forget through selective memory what happened when Belichick drafted Jimmy Garoppolo? He was drafting Tom Brady's heir apparent, okay? What did Tom Brady go and say to Kraft? Hey, man, I want to play till I'm 45. Kraft said, trade Jimmy Garoppolo. Get him out of town because Tom Brady's my guy.
No, but now...
Brady's there. There's no backup plan.
But
Belichick
now,
has nobody. He
all
can't
right,
do anything.
So that's why I'm saying you should go to Tom Brady. What will it take for you to be a Patriot your entire career and just give it to
business.
Him?
But that's
You've
bad
already
business.
Won six championships over 20 years.
Brady is saying... I think Brady wants to return to the Patriots, but under the right circumstances. He wants to go get an A.J. Green.
Get me a tight end.
A receiver. Let's see if N'Keal Harry can improve, but go get a Greg Olsen. That's what Brady wants as well. He wants to win as much as Belichick and the rest of these
guys.
Brady also wants to get paid. That's the underlying.
Well, they're saying they're going
to
pay over $30
million. How do you
know
that? Wait, time out. How do you know that?
That's the story out there.
His family net worth is over $500 million. Why does he want to get paid?
If they have said they will pay him upwards of $30 million a year, how is that they don't want him?
Let me explain how this works. When a player realizes, and he is smart, Tom Brady, and any other player who can identify writing on the wall. When you're with the franchise and you see their tendencies in the history of what they do with players that get older in age, I can attest to that. It happened to me in Green Bay. I saw the writing on the wall. What do you start to do? You start to prepare. You start to say, you know what? I don't mind playing for any other 31 other teams because you understand now my film is dispersed to 31 other teams. Everything that I've been doing is no longer just for your sake. It's for mine and the 31 other options that are out there. Although always knowing I still want to stay here. But I understand I have to say these things because in case I am not here, in case you don't feel the same way that I feel, I'm not going to just say, you know what, I only want to be a New England Patriot. And then my heart gets crushed and I'm looking like Boo Boo the Fool because I didn't open the door or open my mind to any other option. And so this is what Tom Brady has not done. He has not done that. He has opened his mind. He is exploring every single option. And Robert Kraft is identifying that because if we remember just a few weeks back, Robert Kraft was talking about, you know what, I don't want Tom Brady to play life. I would rather him retire than to not come back and be in this New England Patriot uniform.
All right, so all you have to do is you
so
open
we know
up
he,
and spend.
So
no,
we know
I don't
he
believe
wants
that.
Him there.
I don't believe that because I think if that was the case, Tom Brady wouldn't have to put his house up for sale. His trainer wouldn't have to put his house up for sale. Tom Brady didn't have to clean out his suite at Gillette Stadium. They don't have to do any of that. All of this window dressing.
Rob, what you're missing is that's the game you play.
Why do you have to play a game after 20 years with the organization and all the winning that you made?
That's just the nature.
It's not like
just the nature of football.
It's not like you're Phillip Rivers and you played 16 years and you never won anything. What do you expect?
Rob, what I'm saying is Tom Brady has seen Joe Montana, his idol, up growing up out here in the Bay, have to get shipped to Kansas City. He's seen it happen to Brett Favre. He's seen it happen to Peyton Manning. He is not oblivious that it can't happen to him. So he understands that. So I'm going to prepare everything that I possibly can to, if that does happen to me, I am ready and my family was prepared and I did everything that I needed to so that we can move away seamlessly. And it would it hurt? Yes. Would I want to stay? Yes. But will I go? Absolutely.
Rob, I'll come to your side the second we hear a report that Belichick is interested in Marcus Mariota or Jameis Winston as backup plan, some free agent quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, whomever. But we have heard none of that. Belichick has given no signs he wants anybody else.
I'm not disappointed.
I don't know why you think
anybody else. What I'll give you is I think there's no question Robert Kraft wants him back, as you said. I'll give you that Belichick. There's a little part of Belichick, maybe a sizable part of him, that's willing to move on. But I think he understands all I have is Jarrett Stidham. I'm not in love. There's some options out there, but I'm not in love with any of those guys. I don't know that they're my quarterback for the next 10 years, the free agents. So my best option is bring back Tom Brady. We were 12-4 after all. We beat Buffalo, a playoff team, twice, you know, and some other good teams. So I think that I'll give you a little wiggle room on Belichick, but that's about it.
I'm just not buying into it. I think if you really want somebody, you let them know that we don't care. The money thing we'll work through. We'll do whatever to make. We want you to be happy. We want to keep you in a Patriots uniform for Tom. And I understand, Greg, about making moves to be prepared. So I'm not knocking Tom Brady on some of that. But I believe if they really, really wanted him, and he knew that there was going to be this real chance. I don't believe Tom Brady believes that they're going to ante up the money that he wants and do the things that he wants. So I don't believe that they really want to keep it. And I'll go back to Jordan one more time. And you remember this, Chris, very clearly.
The Jordan references aren't making sense.
I want to make one. Do you remember when they had won the championships and Michael said he would entertain staying and playing if they kept Phil Jackson? What was the first thing they did? They fired Phil Jackson. So they basically essentially told Michael Jordan, we don't want you because you said you would come back if Phil Jackson was there. Tom Brady's asking to be compensated the way he should have been. And I think that if the Patriots really were serious about him and really serious, money would be no object for a guy who had done so much for that organization.
Rob,
I can't buy the money argument.
All right.
I love doing the radio show with you, but I'm not ready to sign up until you're 65 yet. Relax. No mercy.
Tom Brady's impending free agency has led some to speculate with all kinds of wild hypotheticals being thrown around. One of them, Brady's suiting up for the Cowboys in 2020. But even if Dallas had the opportunity to sign the 6-time Super Bowl champ, new head coach Mike McCarthy does not sound interested. Jane Slater of NFL Network reports that McCarthy would prefer to work with a younger quarterback and develop him, which likely means he would rather have Dak Prescott than Brady. Greg Jennings, are you buying this?
I am. I'm buying it with everything that I have in my bank account, because when I look at coaches, when I look at players, they want three things. They have these three things in common. They both want to win. They both want to be either a great player or good player or have a good player and make them a great player. And they both want to be the reason why they win. And when you look at Mike McCarthy and you look at Dak Prescott, what is going to bring them together is all this negative talk about Dak Prescott and what he hasn't done and his contract potentially being franchise tagged and not getting the contract and not having earned it yet. And then you look at Mike McCarthy being outed in Green Bay because of his play calling inability, if you will, and lack thereof. They both have something to prove. I don't need to prove it with Tom Brady. I don't need to prove it with anybody else. I got a guy right here in-house, if we can keep him when we do sign him, that wants the same thing that I want, that's gonna burn with the same fire that I got in me. And so we're gonna do this together. He's been labeled as a quarterback guru. He gets to work with a young guy, develop him even more, take his game to another level, put pieces around him, and then they ride off into the sunset, hopefully win a Super Bowl. That will be everything that Mike McCarthy has signed up for, and even more for what Dak Prescott wants to do and has signed up for. So yes, I'm buying this with everything I got.
Yeah, I am too. And this leak, and Rob knows this as a reporter, this leak could end whatever realness there is to the Tom Brady stuff, because whoever told, whether it was McCarthy himself or somebody close to him, whoever told Jane Slater this knew it was going to be out there, and it's kind of a message to Tom Brady. Mike McCarthy doesn't want you. Mike McCarthy is happy with Dak Prescott. So that's something we have to keep in mind. But it makes all the sense in the world. Mike McCarthy signed up for the long haul. He didn't sign up just for the next year or two. And I talked about it yesterday. I like Tom Brady. I love Tom Brady. But I don't know when he's going to fall off. He might fall off in game two next year. Game one, game 10. He, at some point at 43 years old, he's not going to be even close to the same quarterback that he's been. Whereas Dak Prescott, I know he's not Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes or anything like that, but he is a guy that Mike McCarthy can look at and say, this could be my quarterback for the next 10 years.
Absolutely.
He's my guy. And so I definitely think McCarthy looks at him and saw improvement last year. You can poo-poo the numbers all you want because they didn't win.
Poo-poo.
But the bottom line is he was fourth in the league in QBR. He was fourth in the league in
hollow
touchdowns.
Numbers.
He was second in the league in yards per game. He was fifth in the league in yards per attempt.
And he was home during the playoffs because none of it mattered.
Do you use that against Carson Wentz when he's home for the playoffs?
Carson Wentz beat
Dak Prescott
in the biggest game of the year to win the division.
Has he won
any
playoff
games? Do you remember that game?
Biggest game of the year?
Yes, that was the biggest game of the year.
He went to the Super Bowl, right?
Rob,
he was throwing
since you
to
like throwing
the quarterback.
This up,
yes.
How many playoff games has your boy Carson Wentz won?
Carson Wentz won a
how
Super
many?
Bowl.
How many?
He won a Super
really?
Bowl.
Really? He watched the Super Bowl just like you and me.
He has a ring.
He has a participation ring.
He has a Super Bowl ring.
Stop.
My point is, and what is he going to say? McCarthy's not going to fawn over Tom Brady, who's not under contract. You can't go out and go, oh, the idea of working with Tom Brady would be great because you don't have access to him.
So
and
you,
it would be dumb to do it.
You're buying this.
Yes, I am buying it. That.
Well, you're not buying it. I'm sorry.
No.
You're
buying what? Who would McCarthy have, Dak or Brady?
If he could get Tom Brady with the team that they have and the talent that they have, Dak Prescott, for all those phony numbers you want to throw, Chris.
QBR's never phony.
Dak Prescott
QBR's not phony,
is
Rob.
A $3 bill when you talk about quarterbacks. That's what he is. And I don't want change from it. Because when you...
What is happening? Come
when
on, Rob.
Talk about... Last...
You know you can't even get a straight face because you know this is shit.
Exactly.
You don't believe it.
Last year, know this. Chris, you picked them to go to the Super Bowl because you felt like they had all the talent. And Dak was the reason they didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, stop it. Yes. No, you're wrong. I will not stand for that. I will not stand for that.
Dak was 2-7 against teams 500 or better. Greg,
Rob,
he beat up the bad teams. He put up all these numbers.
When he beat
he didn't make the Pro Bowl. They didn't make
the Pro Bowl. Oh, geez. That's
everything. I'm just telling you, when you look at what he did when it mattered, he didn't have a great year. And that's why if you could upgrade or put a guy in the right situation, we saw Peyton Manning win a Super Bowl going somewhere else. You put Tom Brady with a running back and with these players that the Cowboys have, they had Super Bowl caliber talent last year, and you're telling me that if you insert Tom Brady, you don't have a chance to win?
No.
Absolutely you have a chance.
So, Rob, but you have a chance with Dak?
No,
well.
I don't believe you do, because I've seen Dak in the big moments.
Here's
and not
Jerry Jones' logic, Wilson? Okay? Jerry Jones
that?
Knows... We had the third best point differential in the NFC. This is an 11-win team if Jason Garrett doesn't screw up every other week. So there's a great Kobe Bryant quote that he gave out several years ago. Don't tell me how rough the water is. Just bring the boat in. That's what Jerry Jones is telling McCarthy. We're a playoff team. Get us there. We're keeping Dak. We're keeping Amari. We got the offensive line. This is a playoff team. Just get us there. You think Mike McCarthy, who just fought in Green Bay with Greg's guy Aaron Rodgers, butted heads, two strong personalities. You think Tom Brady's going to come in and listen to Mike McCarthy? Six rings, McCarthy. How many you got? One. Yeah, but get out of here.
But
the difference
is you got Jerry Jones, who's older, who wants desperately to win another championship. I don't know if Dak is going to be able to do it. Is it going to take Dak six more years to finally reach the mountaintop? I don't know. And will my team be together, this group that I have right here, right now? There's no five-year plans in the NFL anymore. It's about 2 or 3 years and whether or not we can win. If I can insert a quarterback of that caliber who won 12 games despite his numbers going down. I give you, Tom Brady's not the same guy, but somehow, some way, they won 12 games. They won more games than the Cowboys with an old, broken-down Tom Brady. If you could add him to the mix with the talent that the Cowboys have, they have a shot to win.
Rob, you're so off on this. Chris, thank you. One of the things that you said Mike McCarthy is there for the long haul. When you look at a quarterback in a coach relationships, specifically a play caller, which Mike McCarthy is, and I get it. He has Kellen Moore, but he's gonna oversee all of that. You have to establish a relationship with your quarterback, and you want to establish a really good relationship. And it tends to be a long, extensive relationship when you have a guy that you know that you can grow with. That's what makes and creates sustained success. And when I recall everything that Mike McCarthy is all about, he talks about stacking success. He's not trying to win one Lombardi trophy in Dallas. He's trying to win 2 and 3. You're not going to get that with just inserting Tom Brady and saying, oh, you know what, let's start over
again. That's Mike
McCarthy. The moment he's gone.
What does the owner want? Does the owner want to win a championship?
Yes, which is why he brought Mike McCarthy in.
He wants to win a championship. He wants to justify his existence that since he ran Jimmy Johnson out of town, that he hasn't won Jack in 25 years.
At some point, you have to identify what you have. And what you have now is Mike McCarthy at the head coaching position, and you realize you have a young Dak Prescott, 26 years old, versus whatever else is out there. You can talk about and poo-poo all the stats you want to, but there was four other quarterbacks who led the league in passing that didn't make the playoffs postseason. Dak Prescott being one of them. That doesn't make any of those five quarterbacks terrible quarterbacks. They all probably have things that they can work on.
It just tells you that those numbers don't matter. That's what it tells you.
Tom Brady had
bad numbers. It doesn't mean that they automatically going to win because you put those numbers up.
You cannot have it both ways. When Dak Prescott, who even still is the second winningest quarterback in the NFL since he's joined the NFL, okay? You can't have it both ways, though. When he was leading them to a 13-3 record, when he was leading them to the playoffs 2 of his first 3 years, and his numbers were kind of pedestrian. You ripped him because the numbers weren't there.
The narrative,
now you want to talk about wins. I want consistency from you. Seriously.
He can't throw the football. He's not accurate. He doesn't throw the ball down the field. He's only hanging in because of Ezekiel Elliott and the offensive line. All these things were said about Dak Prescott, and now he's throwing the football. He's starting to take ownership and carry the load of that offense, and now you're saying they lost because he did that.
And Greg, were they not supposed to be in the playoff mix this year?
I'm asking you, Greg.
You're going to tell me last year convince you that Dak Prescott is as good as going to lead them to the Super Bowl?
I'm going to tell you what last year convinced me.
That's what you convinced?
The year before, where were they? They
went to the playoffs.
Okay, they were in the playoffs. So if you go to the playoffs the year before and then all of a sudden you fall off, but we have the same nucleus of team, something has to look funny And it looks like it was the coaching.
Right.
So I remove that piece, keep what I have in place and in play, and insert another coach that I feel can bring out the best in everyone, and let's see what happens this year.
Dak Prescott is Kirk Cousins all over again. He'll get two franchise tags and then be on another
what
team.
What I'll give you is this, Rob.
And he had the same playoff record as Kirk Cousins, 1-2.
As much as I'm against bringing in Brady over Dak, for our purposes, it would be incredible.
For
that would
network,
be the greatest,
yes.
Not just this network. As a sports commentator and analyst, it would be the storyline of the decade if Tom Brady.
By the way, Jerry and Tom Brady would explode within 6 weeks.
No mercy.
Patrick Mahomes added a few pages to the NFL record books this postseason, becoming the first starting QB in NFL history to have three double-digit comebacks in a single postseason. He's also the youngest player in NFL history to win an MVP and a Super Bowl, and he's the youngest quarterback to win the Super Bowl MVP. He joins Tom Brady as the only two quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl MVP before 25. And LA Times NFL writer Sam Farmer tweeted, quote, "The more I watch Patrick Mahomes, the way he walks, carries himself, his posture, the more I see John Elway." Chris, we're going to really ask this question. Is Patrick Mahomes getting too much love?
I was going to say, I don't know how this is even a question.
Should I get up and leave now?
Let me say so.
Just get off the table. It's crazy.
With all due respect to the phenomenal John Elway, Patrick Mahomes can be better than John Elway, okay? Patrick Mahomes, I mean, we're giving him so much love because in his second year as a starter, he led a team to the Super Bowl. He scored 21 points in the fourth quarter against the best defense in the league. In fact, in 7 minutes, he scored 21 points against the best defense in the league.
What a day meltdown.
Lamar Jackson, who was the MVP unanimously, scored 17 points against that defense in an entire game. The great Aaron Rodgers scored 8 points against that defense in 6 quarters. And he does 21 in 7 minutes on the biggest stage possible? No, we're not giving him too much love. And I'm going to say this, and hear me out. Patrick Mahomes can be the GOAT. He's not right now, and we have to wait and see. But every generation or so, there's a player that comes along that you can look at and say he's got GOAT potential. LeBron James, when he was in high school, when he was early in his NBA career, we all looked at him and said, one day he might become better than Michael Jordan. Now, I don't think LeBron did it. He came close. But whether or not Mahomes does it is not the question. I'm saying he has that potential. His numbers are going to be astronomical. We know that. All he has to do is win the championships, which is not an easy thing to do. But I'm just saying, if he wins several championships, this guy can become the GOAT because he has the arm, he's got the running ability, he's got the leadership skills, he's got the intangibles. How many times this year, particularly in the Super Bowl, did he sit by teammates and say, it's not over, we can do this? They're down double figures. Yo, we got this. Tyreek Hill said, I didn't believe. Fastest dude in the league, I didn't believe. And Patrick Mahomes convinced him. This dude is the whole package. He's the truth. And anyone who thinks otherwise is Meshuggahna.
You know I think
crazy.
Otherwise. You are the prisoner of the moment fanboy, prisoner club, or whatever, fan club. You, Chris, you are so premature to even talk about someone being the GOAT. First of all, I think that he's even on that after 1 year, and he had a tremendous year, he won the Super Bowl. I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm not poo-pooing him. But there's so many players who have done these great things early on. Yeah, Dan Marino went to a Super Bowl.
Did he win it?
But it was his second year.
Give me one that's done these things.
Okay, same thing. Peyton Manning, first to 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
What year was that?
I'm just giving you. He was the first to do it.
His first year as a quarterback in the NFL?
No, I'm just trying to tell you.
No, so that's not these things.
But Peyton Manning was the first to do it. I can give you. When you talk about him winning a Super Bowl, Doug Williams won a Super Bowl 32 years ago.
My gosh.
and was unbelievable in that Super Bowl. If you remember,
what year was that for Williams?
1988.
I mean, in his career.
I'm just trying to tell you that.
Nobody's done these things. Pump the brakes on.
He's going to win every Super Bowl.
Nobody's saying that.
He's going to be the GOAT.
I'm
just telling you.
I said potentially.
No, it's premature.
He doesn't have more potential.
No.
Really? Okay.
No.
Okay.
You're telling me already he's going to win 4 Super Bowls.
Nobody said potential.
I don't see it after one big year. After,
2.
All right, but he won the Super Bowl.
The only 2 he's ever played.
Last year they didn't win.
He was MVP.
I know, but last year.
He threw 50 touchdowns.
He also was shut out in the first half at home in that Patriots
game. You mean like Aaron Rodgers, your boy?
No, it's not about Aaron Rodgers. We're talking about
it.
All I'm saying
is. This is all you got?
This is typical of guys who get caught up. When everybody, I remember, and I'm not saying they're on the same par, I remember everybody going gaga over RG3 after his rookie year.
Oh, my God.
People,
Stop it, Rob.
Was RG3 the MVP?
Was he a Super Bowl champion?
The flavor of the month. People get crazy.
Give me better.
Greg Jennings, will you talk some sense into this
man? I'm trying to tell you that it's too premature, too early to anoint this guy. Chris. Players move on. He won't have all his weapons. Andy Reid retires. He gets injured along the way. All these things can happen before you can tell somebody that they're going to be the GOAT.
Potential.
Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls. And you're telling me already after 1 Super Bowl, he's GOAT potential?
Yeah, I'm telling you. I was telling you that before the Super Bowl.
I'm going to tell you what. I don't think that Patrick Mahomes gets enough love.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really don't. And the reason why is because he's not a real flashy player outside of what we see on the football field. He doesn't talk a lot. He doesn't stand out in front of his teammates. Nope. He credits his teammates. He pulls them up. He talks highly about them. He talks about how much he needs them. We don't hear this type of talk from quarterbacks who has and possesses this amount of talent throwing the football that they can easily say, yeah, it's me. He never does that. He always defers to his teammates and his coaching staff and just the guys around him who allow him to be so special and so great. So for him to put up all these numbers and have these accolades, it's phenomenal, but I think he is going to be even greater. He hasn't even scratched the surface. Mm. You can sit here and say we're being premature. No, my eye test tells me this is a special player.
Why can't you tell me Greg is going to be better than he was this past year? You want to tell me that? He's going
to
be better?
Listen to what I'm saying. His statistically, he wasn't better this year than last year. But did he improve?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Did he improve? Yes. When you look at a player like this, it's all about those little things. Chris hit it on the head. When you watched him on the sideline, as a year 2 player, I'm not talking about his year count as far as how many years he's been in the league. I get it. He's been in the league 3 years. But 2 years starting at quarterback, and you've been in the AFC Championship game, and then you have an opportunity to make it to the Super Bowl, and you identify this moment, and you know what it took, and you missed your opportunity last year. Each playoff game, we saw him on the sideline looking and being the motivation and the motivator for his teammates. He wasn't sitting down with a coach, with a pad, and guys had to come up to him and tap him on the shoulder and say, Pat, we got you, man. No, I got you. You got me.
Right, hold up.
Trust the process.
Rob, hold on.
This is what we're going to do. When you look at his numbers, we talk about Aaron Rodgers being special. And a guy who does not throw the ball to the opponent. In his first 2 years, 58 touchdowns, 20 interceptions. Patrick Mahomes, 76 touchdowns, 18 interceptions.
Yeah, and Rob, that's like what you're missing.
The kid is special.
It's a different
NFL. You're just going.
Hold on. Everybody has. The numbers are all inflated, Greg. Be honest. All the quarterbacks are throwing for more touchdowns
and more yards. But it's not only about the numbers, Rob.
Hold on.
Look at the success he's had.
Time
out, Rob. You yelled for 3 minutes. Broussard yelled. I'm going to bring some level-headedness to the conversation. No quarterback in NFL history as a starter has had a first 2 seasons this good.
No.
Nobody. There is none.
Ever.
Any stat you want, Patrick Mahomes has beaten them in the first 2 years. Just the first 2. MVP the first year. They get kind of shafted there in the AFC Championship game, losing in overtime because they lost a coin toss.
You get shafted? No. What do you mean?
They lost a coin toss in overtime. The guy jumps off sides. Anyways, second year. Mahomes basically breaks his knee in the middle of the season. It looked like it was a season ender. He comes back from it, plays through the injury, wins the Super Bowl. Nobody's done this in NFL history. Now, you're projecting maybe he gets hurt. Maybe Andy Reid retires. Maybe they pay him $40 million and Tyreek Hill leaves. And that could all happen. But based on what we've seen, you cannot take anything away from the compliments Patrick Mahomes
has
given.
I already said that from the beginning. I'm not taking away from his career. I'm just saying it's premature.
Why?
Because I don't. Look, no, I can't.
He played in the NFL with great quarterbacks. We can look at
Greg,
somebody
did you watch the Super Bowl the first 3.5 quarters? You're going to tell me that you would sit up here if they would have lost and you would have told me the same exact thing had they lost that game where he looked awful for 3.5 quarters in the Super Bowl. And if it wasn't for yet another collapse by Kyle Shanahan.
Stop.
You wouldn't be up here telling me he's going to be the GOAT, Chris.
I told you that before the Super Bowl.
If he played the way he played
in that
Kyle Shanahan didn't coach the defense.
I want you to, after three and a half quarters.
I want you to realize when you watched.
You're not going to just ask me about 3.5 quarters. Because I've never seen a football game that only had 3.5 quarters.
I'm asking you, Greg. I'm asking you during that 3.5 quarters of watching that with 7 minutes to go.
It was arguably
were you saying yourself he was going to be the GOAT? Was that your conversation?
Let me talk. It was arguably the worst we had seen Pat Mahomes in those first 3.5 quarters in the biggest game of his career. And you would think because he's only in year two as a starter, Chris, Jason, you know what? Maybe this stage is too big.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't have what it takes. But you know what he did? He dug deep.
He found that
greatness that we've identified and that we realize is in him, Rob.
Or was it a collapse by the 49ers?
I'm asking you. I don't care what you identify
as. It was a choke job by the 49ers. Be honest.
He had to do his part, and he did it. And he did it better than what any other quarterback has been doing it for the last 2 years in the time that he's been given. So for what I've seen, he's going to be special. You can take away a lot of his talent. What's going to make him so special, or what has made him so special, is his mentality and his approach to the game, and to give credit to other guys and to make them feel like they are better even than what they really are. He's going to be a special quarterback and is going to continue on this trajectory of success because of that mentality. There's nothing you can say that will tell me Patrick Mahomes is not accredited and should not be getting even more recognition. If Lamar Jackson didn't have the special season that he had, he would have had 2 MVPs.
So he wouldn't have got an MVP.
Rob Parker, you're telling me that the 49ers collapsed and you're not giving Patrick Mahomes credit for that comeback.
That's not what I said. I'm just saying during that, you would not be here. We're talking about a difference of 7 minutes.
I would not be here telling me that he would be a GOAT.
But he did.
You know I told you that before the playoffs started.
You can say whatever you want. He also was able to finish the job when they opened the door for him, but that was a collapse by the 49ers.
He kicked the door down. After March 18th rings in, the Saints will technically not have a quarterback on their roster since all three are up for new deals. Both Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill want to stay in New Orleans, but Sean Payton has insisted he sees a potential future for Hill at quarterback, comparing his late bloomer potential to that of Hall of Famer Steve Young. Hill recently told the AP he's viewing himself as a full-time franchise quarterback. Greg Jennings, funny, I'm also viewing myself as a full-time franchise quarterback.
Should
the Saints move on from Breeze and go all in on Taysom Hill?
They should definitely move on from Drew Breeze. But go all in on Taysom Hill, no. I would go all in on Teddy Bridgewater, which is what I think they will do and what they did do this past season. When they had the chance to insert Taysom Hill or Teddy Bridgewater, who did we see out there for the five games? We saw Teddy Bridgewater.
And they did well.
And they won all five of those games. However, Taysom Hill, he does provide this excitement at quarterback. And I do believe he would be successful at quarterback in this league. When we look at the Lamar Jacksons, the Deshaun Watsons, and the Russell Wilsons of the league, and this running kind of epidemic that we're seeing the quarterbacks go on at that position, the time for a stand-in-the-pocket quarterback without being mobile, that's about done. And so with Taysom Hill, when you look at what he was able to do in that playoff game, he will provide some team with a spark at quarterback. And you know, we were talking, Brady Papinga just was here recently. He played defense. He understands what it's like to be stressed as a defender against a running type of a quarterback. Colin Kaepernick's. These guys, they come and they splash, and sometimes they don't have longevity of careers because they never develop in the passing game. And why do I mention that? Because Lamar Jackson, we've seen him literally make a splash, but he's developing himself as a passer more than ever. Why? Because he understands that's how I'm going to have the longevity. And with Taysom Hill, he can definitely throw the football. He can catch the football. He can run the football. He's a very physical, durable guy, type of guy. So I like him in a situation that you're building an offense around his skill set. But to keep him over Teddy Bridgewater in New Orleans, I wouldn't do that.
Look, I don't think they should move on from Drew Brees. He's 41 years old. I get it. He played well last year.
One game.
Now I'm getting rid of it.
There ain't no one game.
He led the league in completion percentage yet again. He averaged 271 yards passing a game. Yet again, he was 27 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Yet again, I mean, this is not Tom Brady or Peyton Manning at the end. Drew Brees still has it. I get it. There might be some decline, but you know this, Greg. Your Super Bowl window is short. And right now, New Orleans is in that window. So I'm going on Brees on 1-year deals. I'll let him play next year. And if he falls off, we'll move on, because I keep one of the two. And I'm with you on this. I would keep Teddy Bridgewater. He's proven to be a winner. What was he, 22-12 in his career as a starter? And last year, if you look at the overall numbers, you might say, well, he only averaged like 160 yards passing a game when they went 5-0 this year.
Game manager.
But look at his last 3 starts this year with New Orleans, he averaged 278 yards passing the game. So they started him out slowly as a game manager. Then as time went on, they start letting him throw the football. So I think Bridgewater, if you went to him and said, look, we're going to keep Drew 1 more year. We think we still can win a Super Bowl this year. You're our guy next year. I think Bridgewater would stay. He already did that in the past. And if you have to let him go, because he threw 6 passes last year. I like him, like you said, situationally and all that. But he threw 6 passes, completed 3 for 55 yards. So let's slow down on
Chris. You could argue he was one of the best bargains in the league. He made $645,000. He helped you on special teams. He was essential.
He's a great football player. That doesn't mean he's a great quarterback.
Well, that's where we agree. I'm with Broussard here. Like, this idea to move on from Drew Brees a little bit crazy.
No, I'm with Greg. I'm done with Drew Brees.
What?
If I'm New Orleans. Drew Brees, the last 3 years in the playoffs, 10 touchdowns, 6 picks, 69% completion, just okay. They were 2-3. And that game that everybody cried about when they had the pass interference, they got the ball back.
Yeah.
You want to go back and watch what Drew Brees did at the end of that game? They still had a chance to win that game, Greg, even with that horrendous penalty, and he didn't play well enough. So all I'm saying is I'd rather let him go a year too early than a year too late. There's no reason. It's the time. Contract 41. Move on and go. And Teddy Bridgewater's sitting right there. Even if he's not your long-range guy, he's the bridge guy.
100%.
He's the bridge guy. And then you go draft somebody and then develop that guy, but you got Teddy Bridgewater for the next 2 or 3 years until that guy's
there. You want Bridgewater as a starter and Taysom Hill as a backup? Even though Taysom Hill just said, I want to be a franchise guy somewhere.
If I think that he has that potential and I could bring him along, but you have a guy who could step in right away. You're living in the past on Drew Brees.
Why are we living in the past on Teddy Bridgewater, who's hurt in college and he's now hurt in the NFL every year?
Well,
he's healthy now.
He played well in 5 games.
He's healthy now,
though.
You're ready to give it to Taysom Hill?
No, I'm not. I am ready to keep Drew Brees. I want to keep Drew Brees and keep Taysom Hill as my backup.
Keep Drew Brees until when?
Until Drew Brees is ready to go.
See, and that's the problem I have.
Oh, really? The Super Bowl quarterback, Drew Brees?
Exactly. Because there's other Super Bowl talent that they have on that team that won with him.
But he won the only
guy. But are you still wanting to keep them? Exactly. That's the problem. The reason why I struggle with this is because as a quarterback, you're always given the benefit of the doubt because the idea is, well, they're not a lot of them out there. They're not. No, that's your job to go and find one and get one that fits and that will work with whatever it is you can provide and create around them that will make your team a better player. If they believe that Taysom Hill is that guy, then let Drew Brees go somewhere else.
Let Drew Brees go somewhere else?
Greg.
Why not give him one more?
You're going to let the face of your franchise, the guy who won you a Super Bowl, just go wherever.
I understand that, but that's the problem. We're quick to throw away a running back or a receiver or anyone else but the quarterback.
Because the quarterback is the most important position in sports.
The quarterback's getting more love than the receivers?
Absolutely, that's what this
But look at what the Chargers did.
The level of play is declining. Let's just admit it.
Really?
Last year he threw for 5 touchdowns and 350 yards against the 49ers. Did we forget that?
No, we didn't forget that. But when I needed you most, look what you provided me. If we talk about Pat Mahomes, you talk about Pat Mahomes. If Pat Mahomes did this, then it's like, wait a minute, what's going on?
Kirk Cousins drove down the field against a defense. Drew Brees ain't playing cornerback. Kirk Cousins made all the throws down the field in overtime.
He did. Yeah. And Drew Brees did not do that.
Right.
He did not do that. They got a crucial turnover, and then Drew Brees turns around, and he gets the ball stripped. Like, I get it. I love what Drew Brees has done. One of the best to ever play at the position. In New Orleans, he changed the landscape of that organization, that franchise, in a crucial moment after Katrina. But there's always a time when you have to identify it is time to move on.
Let me tell you.
And we have an option in-house that we can move on.
In Bridgewater or Hill?
Both. In Bridgewater.
But Bridgewater's ready right now, and it's just like I give the Chargers credit. They could have brought Phillip Rivers back for one more year.
Phillip Rivers is
washed.
Compare Phillip Rivers last year to Drew Brees.
It's the situation, Chris. I'm not saying they're equal players. The easy thing for the Chargers to do is say, oh, Phillip had a bad year. Let's just bring him back again.
Because he's been here forever.
You can't do that.
Phillip Rivers doesn't want to be there. He moved across the country to Florida. Jay Glazer reported it. Fox said he moved across the country to Florida.
And
Drew Brees is not leaving New Orleans.
Drew Brees had a good year.
Yeah, you cannot kick Drew Brees out. We got to run this
Rivers threw 5 times the amount of interceptions. No mercy.
Imagine Brian Cashman and the Yankees deciding whether to face the Red Sox or avoid them in the first round of the postseason. All on live TV. Sounds exciting. This may be coming soon, with Major League Baseball reportedly weighing playoff changes where division winners could choose their opponent, as well as expanding from 5 to 7 playoff teams in each league beginning in 2022. Rob, this sounds incredible. It sounds fun.
No.
You love it, right? Oh.
This is the one problem I have. There's nothing wrong with the baseball playoffs. They're actually the best part of baseball, so leave it as it is. Number 2, I don't want Major League Baseball to up the number of teams and be like the NBA and the NHL, where more than half the league makes the playoffs. Make it special. Make the regular season count.
I, you know what, for me, I don't ever mind teams upping the number of playoff teams because it doesn't change the way the playoffs are run. But to allow teams to try to pick who you play, like that's just absurd. And for me as a fan, like you watch the baseball primarily in the postseason. Like that is where you get the most eyeballs. So you can't start picking your opponent.
You said it, though, Greg. That's what baseball is trying to do. They're saying, like all the sports, our postseason is the biggest time. That's when we have the most eyeballs on us. The casual fan chimes in and starts watching. So expand it. I think the play – and it doesn't belittle the regular season. Here's why. It'd be 14 out of 30 teams making it. The reason it doesn't ruin the regular season is because the divisional champions have, in a 3-game series, all 3 games are at home. So now that it matters, you get another team gets in the playoffs,
But they still have to play all three of their games on the road.
I kind
of that
like
means
it.
The regular season counts.
Change is
I'm
good.
With you though. This Bush League ball picking your opponent.
That's cool. That's fun. No, that's different. Not. No league
it's
is doing
not.
That.
We don't
Remember,
need to do that.
Baseball in the fall up against the NFL. This is interesting.
No.
It's very exciting. I like new
and
stuff.
And managers
guys.
Aren't going to want it either. They're not. You give your opponent.
I've never heard
motivation.
Anybody complain about pick. Baseball playoffs.
Right.
Like,
you don't,
seriously.
You don't pick your opponent.
You earn who you play by the way you play right. and perform in the postseason.
All right, that'll be it for us. I think we're back tomorrow, maybe 9:30 Eastern.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.